Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Paula Jarvis of the UWI Cave Hill Campus's Student Enrollment and Retention Unit. On this day, September 24th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate newspaper carried a report on the maiden speech of the Honorable E.S. Robinson, a member of the Barbados Legislative Council. Mr. Robinson's speech before the council was in response to a message to the council from the governor of Barbados regarding the employment of a Mr. R.W.E. Tucker. Mr. Tucker was scheduled to retire from the post as entomologist in the Department of Science and Agriculture, and after some negotiations had been rehired. At issue were the concessions, leave entitlements, and length of employment of Mr. Tucker. In Mr. Robinson's response to the governor, he pointed out that the members of the council had no objection to the reappointment of Mr. Tucker. In fact, Mr. Robinson stated that Mr. Tucker had given creditable service to Barbados as an entomologist, especially in the sugar industry. However, Mr. Robinson was concerned that the statement from the governor did not specify the time that Mr. Tucker would be reemployed. It was Mr. Robinson's view that the council should not allow the governor a blank check to reemploy Mr. Tucker for as long as the governor wished. Mr. Robinson further stated that though Mr. Tucker was eminently qualified for the position, it was necessary in any sphere of life to always have an infusion of new blood. Clearly, Mr. Robinson was thinking of the future and told the council that Mr. Tucker should only be retained for 2 or 3 years as a replacement could be found in that time. One of the reasons that Mr. Robinson felt that a replacement could be found for Mr. Tucker in 2 or 3 years was that the government had very recently increased the salary scales for senior personnel in government, hopefully making these positions more attractive to prospective candidates. The article also mentioned the fact that another senior position in the government was also vacant, the post of Deputy Director of Agriculture. Apparently, a Mr. Halcrow, who had held that position, had retired some years previously, but no replacement had been found. Mr. Robinson, in addressing the colonial secretary, expressed the wish that a replacement could be found for Mr. Halcrow as soon as possible, because the situation meant that the Director of Agriculture was now doing additional work. In his response to Mr. Robinson, the Colonial Secretary stated that the Governor did state in his letter to the Council that Mr. Tucker would only be reemployed for 2 or 3 years, which was the normal period for the employment of new officers. Additionally, the Colonial Secretary was of the opinion that the position of Deputy Director of Agriculture would be filled shortly, considering that the new salary scales for officers had made positions more attractive. The issues raised in this article on this day in 1952 remind us that it has always been difficult for a government to attract and keep key personnel when conditions of employment are more attractive elsewhere.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.